The Splash. The stories making waves in the sports world. The Splash.
Get him up. The Splash is brought to you by Rooter Ranger Plumbing. Plumbers you can trust for any of your plumbing services. Call 888-7-RANGER to get you out of plumbing danger.
All right. The Cardinals still do not have an offensive coordinator. Well,
we're waiting.
I'm not sure.
Let's go while we're young.
While we're young. I'm not sure it really matters all that much. I mean, I've seen Harold Goodwin on a football field. I know offensive coordinators don't have to matter. Okay? I'm serious. Buckle up. It's going to be one of these
Speaking of offensive coordinators, somebody sent this that this would cheer you up. That guess who's interviewing for the Jaguars offensive coordinator position? Mike McCoy.
Is he really?
And you know what? Somewhere in Jacksonville, did you say Jacksonville?
Yeah.
Somewhere in Jacksonville, two slappies are on the radio right now talking about how great it is to have Mike McCoy. And this is what I'm going to talk about right now. Yesterday in the afternoon show, I heard Gambo raving about Sean Coogler. This morning, I heard the morning guys raving about the new running backs coach. I've had it. I'm with you. I've had it. I'm done raving about coaches that none of us know anything about. Because we're excited that they bring a alleged skill set to the party.
Yes.
Stop.
There is
bring good players here.
There is a delineation between a good hire and somebody who's good at their job. And right now, you want? I feel it's a good hire. Okay, cool.
Whatever.
Well, did you hear who's interviewing for the Cardinals' offensive coordinator job? Jim Bob Cooter.
Get out of here.
And if you can't get excited about that.
You know what this tells me, Bick?
Uh-huh.
There's actually great job security in football coaching. Sure, you're probably going to move every year to 2 years.
That's
but
right.
You're always going to have a stinking job.
Oh, that is so well said.
Jim Bob Cooter,
yeah.
Mike McCoy, Nathaniel Hackett, John DeFilippo, all coordinators that have been fired.
Ken Wisenhunt, Dirk Cutter.
In recent weeks, and they're all interviewing for new jobs.
What was Rex Ryan's brother's name?
Rob.
Remember how many jobs he had and he kept getting fired?
I know. Yeah, the head coach and the coach is the new quarterback. Not enough good ones to go around. So
we're going to spend the whole 11 o'clock hour breaking down all potential.
But Vinny brought this up before. You were the first one to say, I refuse to get overly excited about any of this stuff. And you know what? When you start raving about impact assistant coaches, I'm sorry. I don't even think they exist. Okay? It's all about having great players. That's all it is. Having the right head coach matters. Having the right play caller matters.
No, I think
everybody else in the NFL knows how to coach technique.
Yeah, I think there's coaches that can squeeze the most out of players.
Right.
I think those guys are few and far between.
Okay.
But there's no way of knowing if the Cardinals have identified those guys and employed them.
No. And of course the Cardinals are going to be telling everybody we just got the greatest guy ever. Of course they are.
I can go back and I can find the sound bites of every member of the offensive line on this very show raving about what Ray Brown brings to the team.
And I was one of them, and that is why I'm not going to do it with Cougs, okay? I'm not going to do it. Or with James Saxon. I'm not going to do it. I'm just flat out not going to do it. It's because, again, we found out what matters in football. The roster matters in football, okay? So that's what Steve Keim should get fixed, all right? I don't want to hear about how great these assistant coaches are. Get some players who are going to make the coaches good. That's it.
You are salty.
I am. I've had it. It started Saturday night, I'm telling you. When I had to wait to my daughter to 11:39 to watch her dance, there are people at other dance establishments that don't go on at 11:39 at night.
Well, sometimes they go on at 11:39, then they go on again at like 12:20.
Yeah,
1:15.
All right. The good news with the Arizona Cardinals are these Antonio Brown rumors. You know I hate Antonio Brown too. Okay? I do. I hate this guy. He tore apart my fantasy football team. A cancer, I'm telling
you. You know who else tore apart your fantasy football team? You and everybody you played.
The Josh Rosen, Chase Edmonds combo.
And everybody you play.
Yeah, there's a lot of speculation about this Antonio Brown thing. And everybody, every single website around the country is 7 likely landing spots for Antonio Brown. And the Cardinals show up on a lot of those lists because connect the dots. Antonio Brown, despite being the diva of all divas, is a really good wide receiver. And the Cardinals really need help in that area. Uh-huh. So you connect the dots. We'll get into the discussion on whether or not that makes sense during today's show.
Like that idea. All right.
And when it comes to coaching too, Bic, I think I made the statement leading up to the Cliff Kingsbury hiring. Once upon a time, it was a great piece in the New York Post this morning that was reacting to their head coaching press conference yesterday. And it went all the way back to like Lou Holtz and his press conference when he was introduced as the head coach of the Jets. But it was focusing on Adam Gase. And I said this statement last week, I believe. I'm tired of like all this breakdown of winning press conferences.
Yeah.
You can win a press conference, whatever. You can certainly lose a press conference. And that happened yesterday in New York when Adam Gase was introduced as the new head coach of the Jets. And he was at the top of my candidate list at one point.
So mine too. Thank God they didn't hire him.
The Cardinals would have been that team that was getting all of the ridicule about the intense eyes of Adam Gase. I don't know if you saw the taco video. It was hilarious. There's just this dancing taco because Adam Gase's eyes, while people are asking questions, are all over the place. I think he might have taken a hallucinogenic drug before he went on.
And maybe that's a good idea before you report to duty to coach the Jets. But there was something very weird about that, wasn't there? I mean, it was like, thank goodness they didn't hire this guy. I've seen press conferences with Adam Gase before. I've seen him get into fiery exchanges with writers. I've never seen him look like that. I mean,
apparently the people in Miami were coming to his defense and said, yeah, this is normal. But let's face it, not as many people pay attention to Miami Dolphins press conferences as they do to New York Jets press conferences.
Yeah. No, I agree. That was losing a press conference.
And meanwhile, if you want to chalk one up for a win, Freddie Kitchens had a number of quotes that went viral from his press conference being introduced as the Browns, including the one, I know I am an unpopular choice, but I don't care.
Yeah, I saw that. I didn't know he was an unpopular choice.
I think there's some people in Cleveland excited about it because he was tied to that strong finish the team had.
Yeah.
I don't think he was responsible for it. Now, he might have tweaked some things to help improve the offense down the stretch, but it might have just been addition by subtraction, getting rid of Hugh Jackson and Todd Haley.
Everybody we talk to who is affiliated with the Cardinals, they all say the same thing. Yeah, I've known Freddie for 11 years, as if he was just languishing, right? This is the sun shining on a good guy's back, is what this is.
Hmm. We'll see what
Run
he does
with it.
See what he does with it.
All right, the Phoenix Suns back in action tonight in Indianapolis. They'll have Devin Booker when they take on the Pacers. How about that?
Yes, and Igor Kokoschkov said he won't limit minutes unless he's told by the medical staff to do so. So that's a good thing that Devin Booker should be back at full strength. There's also another story that is, I don't know, sort of related to the Suns. Adrian Wojnarowski put out tweets saying that the Mavericks were engaged in trade talks with the Magic and Suns to gauge interest for Dennis Smith Jr. Gambo has squashed those rumors saying the Suns have no interest. We'll go down that road today, too. Should they have interest? It's an interesting dilemma that the Suns have put themselves
in. Yeah, I'm not sure if I like that guy as a player. I mean, he'd be an upgrade, but is he a fit?
Yeah.
That is a big question in regards to Dennis Smith Jr.
Yeah.
So, there
final
you go.
Note in basketball, James Harden does it again.
Oh, my goodness.
He bounced back from his 1-for-17 performance from three-point range, in which he still had 38 points. He keeps his 30-point streak alive, 57 points in a win against the Memphis Grizzlies. In the 17 games now that James Harden has scored 30 points or more in a row, the Rockets are 13-4.
Yeah.
And they don't have a lot of their players. Capella's out.
Yeah.
Gordon's out.
Uh-huh.
Chris Paul is out.
Uh-huh.
James Harden is the definition of putting a team on his back and carrying them to win.
The numbers he's posting, and he's making it look just easy. You know what I mean? He had 36 at halftime, Vinny. And Mike D'Antoni said he was dog tired, was afraid that he wasn't going to get much from him. What'd he get? 36 and a half.
Yeah.
Stupid good scorer, right?
Almost beat the Rockets' record for most points in any half of a game. That is the splash today for Tuesday, January 15th. I was getting ready for the show today, and I started. We have this system that we use to get our sound bites ready. So
yeah.
I start the sound page, and then Jarrett will come in, and he'll add to the sound page. And I always give him a heads up. Hey, I started the page. I labeled today's page Monday, January 19th.
Yeah, you were wrong on the day and the date. You sound like me. I mean, that's something I would do.
Murata steps in. He's 0 for 2.
We really have traded places
today. And I'd give you a benefit if it was like Christmas week or New Year's week where everybody was sort of thrown off.
No.
This is a normal week.
It's a full week.
Weird. You were out of the studio yesterday, so maybe.
Yeah, it's still no excuse.